James Gunn just announced everything that's going to be in chapter one of what they're calling it of the DCU.
Well, some of what's in chapter one.
Some, yes. Way to steal a headline. Guys, welcome to another Magic City podcast. We're here. James Gunn literally just dropped the news a couple of hours ago. We're going to go into detail what we like, what we didn't like. But before we do that, we are...
George.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Jimmy. So let's go, bro. Let's do this. What did he announce?
I thought it was a solid announcement, man. I think people were expecting fireworks and, you know, like clowns juggling and like a whole spectacle. But I mean, it was a solid announcement.
I was one of those people.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. I was expecting, I don't know, something bigger, more maybe. I don't know.
You wanted like some massive.
I was underwhelmed.
I think you were underwhelmed because of the way he announced it. It was like a video announcement of just him talking. If it would have been, you know, on a stage at a con somewhere and like, you know, like explosions and freaking stuff flying around, then you would have been like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I probably would have.
Yeah. The delivery was maybe underwhelming, but I thought it was a solid announcement.
I think it's a smart move that way. Because they're starting out, it's a reboot. People are already angry that some actors might not be back. It's a kind of a low-key announcement. You know, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to start to do. Kind of ease it in, you know?
I also felt like it probably wasn't as flushed out as he wanted just to get something out since he's been working on it since October. You know, maybe the people were just like, hey, you need to announce something. Like, go.
Well, he'd say they were going to announce something in January. I mean, he waited to the 31st to announce it.
Last day.
I would do that too. If my deadline's January, I'm going to wait till January 31st.
Apparently, he sat down with the brass of Warner Brothers yesterday and gave them the slate. And then today was the public announcement of all the his ideas. So, mm-hmm. I mean, again, it wasn't a bad announcement. I mean, you're getting two of the biggest characters in comic books in the next 8 to 10 years. Can't go wrong with that, right?
Listen. Yeah, I mean, we were going to get them. I felt we were going to get them anyway. It's not like he could do an announcement about a Superman or a Batman.
I mean, he could have, but...
So...
It's still a great move. Best thing to do, you know, you overperform. You want to under-deliver and overperform.
Did you read a business book this week? Is that why you said that?
No, it's just that's a classic move. If you're going to sit there and boast, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. Like Warner Brothers already did. And fall on your face. You don't want to do that again.
Look, he skimmed over Shazam. He skimmed over The Flash. He skimmed over Blue Beetle and Aquaman. He got that done in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Got that out of the way and then spent the bulk of the time in the actual new slate of TV shows and movies.
To be fair, he kind of talked up all of them and then just skipped. They kind of like went over Aquaman. Like, yeah, it's coming. And then kept going.
I thought they did that to everything.
He had something nice to say about all of them. And Aquaman just said, Aquaman 2, well, just go into the next one.
That's it. He used the word fantastic a lot in those four movies that he announced at the beginning.
Could he be dropping a spoiler that he's doing Fantastic Four also? All right, but for people that didn't hear the announcement or didn't do it, let's just go into it. Let's start off with the movies.
Okay.
The big ones. The biggest one, obviously, Superman Legacy. We knew that was coming.
Yeah, he's halfway done writing it, so nothing's been cast, nothing's been announced, but that's 2025.
2025, not an origin Superman story, but a story of him growing up an alien, basically, amongst Americans.
Which is probably the one I'm mostly excited about. I'm dying to see a good Superman story be told on the big screen.
And it seems like he's going to give us like the Boy Scout Superman.
Yeah, he did say the truth, justice, and American way.
Which works. I mean, you have to have someone that's like visibly different than Batman.
Right.
Like their personalities is what kind of makes that friendship. The fact that they're so different. They you know, they're the same but different.
Yeah, you're not going to get the murdery Superman.
You're not going to get the angst, anger-ridden Superman whose father told him, don't do this, don't do that, but I'll get myself killed. Just leave me out here. I mean, come on.
It's emo Superman. I hate you, Dad.
Let me be me.
Yeah, then we got an interesting take. The Brave and the Bold being a story of Batman and Damian Wayne, his Robin. So people that don't know, Damian Wayne didn't know his father existed until he was like 8 to 10 years old.
Right.
He's a love child of Batman and Talia. So, and he's raised as a little assassin. And they always call him like the little a-hole of the group.
He is. He's always trying to kill people.
I mean, we were discussing, we haven't really gotten a Batman and Robin on screen duo since the 60s. And then, you know, you had that Chris O'Donnell thing that happened back in the day. So it'd be cool to take. Nipples. Yeah, with bat nipples.
Don't blame him. Blame Joe Schumacher.
It'd be cool to take. It'd be cool to have an actual Batman and Robin story. And what a better way to do it than Batman and his son.
I like it. And I like it that other members of the Bat family will show up in the movie. So once again, non-origin story. We already know Batman, the movie theater, parents die. You know, we're already going into it. So like my personal hope for this movie is we see a Nightwing. You know, we've never seen an on-screen Nightwing on the big screen.
Yeah, we'll see. The good thing is that this movie will usher in the DCU's Batman.
Yes, which is going to be completely different from what they're now calling DC Elseworlds.
Right, right.
Like, which is where Matt Reeves' Batman is going to be in, which they already announced. July 2025 will be part two. Part two of a three-part series with Robert Pattinson being Batman.
Joker and Harley Quinn movie fit into that Elseworlds
category. Yeah, and he mentioned something else.
I think that's it.
He mentioned like Titans.
Yeah, Titans and Doom Patrol. Technically, they're all connected, but they're all part of Elseworlds, right. Like a different lens.
Wait, before we move on, you want to throw some money down on if we'll get another sequence of Bruce's parents dying?
I say no.
I say yes.
I put $5 and we'll probably see it again.
Yeah, at a flashback.
Like, we didn't see Uncle Ben dying in a Spider-Man movie. With the latest iteration,
that's true. The third one, on the third remake of it, they didn't have it, but they did have on Mayday.
But this is Batman.
Yeah,
it's a different animal.
Yeah, no matter what, they always seem to throw in like a little flashback of his parents dying.
I'm sure we're gonna see him talking to a portrait of his parents and being like, "How'd you do it, Dad?"
That's
you
know, fine.
Raising this but assassin.
I get that, but like, you don't think we're gonna get like another shot of like of his parents getting mad?
I think
the
so.
Pearls on the floor. Yeah.
Nah, I think so.
I don't think so.
We got the receipts.
Yeah, we got the receipts.
We got the receipts.
Okay. And then let's talk about Man-Thing. Oh, no, sorry. Swamp Thing.
Get your facts straight.
Swamp Thing.
Get your facts
straight. I was surprised with that one. I was surprised with that one because, you know, coming off the failed TV show, which was pretty good, I didn't think that they would drop a Swamp Thing movie this early. But, you know, I think George brought up a good point. They saw Man-Thing. And they're like, oh, I guess we got to get in our horror supernatural.
They got a Man-Thing. We're going to drop our Swamp Thing. It's the battle of the things.
It's basically the DCU and Marvel counterparts. Aquaman, Submariner, you know, Hawkeye, Green Arrow, they all have their counterparts.
I mean, we had a previous podcast where we mentioned how similar they were and how they came out on the same time, and people that worked on both comics were roommates at one time.
Right.
So, you know, similarities, the coincidence is there.
I'm cool with it. I mean, he's one of my favorite characters, so I'll be dying to see what comes out of that one.
Yeah. How many people with those first Swamp Things just jumped up on the chairs today?
I did.
I don't think it's going to cause an uptick in comic prices.
Not right now.
Not right now.
I don't think,
closer to release, when they start announcing cast and starting directors and previews, I think it'll uptick.
Here's the thing. By the time that comes out, a few of those DC studio movies have come out. If they start to do well, if Superman comes out and it's a hit, and those next movies come out?
Well, Superman and Batman could be hits or flops. Those books are still going to be
if the tone of the DCU, I think, is set by those movies, I think Swamp Thing will garner more of an attention than we think right now.
Yeah. If those first 2 years of the DCU like start to take off, you'll start seeing an uptick.
And remember, House of Secrets 90 or 94, 92, whatever it is, 92. At one point was outselling Hulk 181.
Yeah. Remember those days?
Yeah. I mean, that was like one of the hottest or the hottest Bronze Age book at one point. So we'll see.
No, I mean, only time will tell. Speaking of time, we're going to get Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. So I never read that story. I read the Superman Man of Tomorrow, which was a pretty good story, I have to admit. But interesting that they're going to go automatically with two Kryptonians, like both of them back to back.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you'll have two different viewpoints of these characters. One that aged outside of Earth with death and destruction, and one that was raised by people. And that's kind of been the thing in the comics, though, with her. Also, the fact that she's technically older.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
She is older.
She's older, but younger because of how she gets here.
Because of how she ages, yeah.
Yeah.
So, leading into that, I know we're missing one more movie, but...
We are.
I am interested that they're doing a Waller show on Amanda Waller, if we get some sort of correlation with Cadmus Labs and Power Girl. Because everybody's now, you know, thinking what could the whole sequence be.
He butchered the name. Did you hear that?
Totally.
Completely just slaughtered it.
What name?
Cadmus. It's Cadmus.
Oh, Cadmus. Add an extra A. I didn't butcher it.
If you Cadmus.
Add an extra A, it's Cadmus.
That's okay. You live up to your name.
Star Labs. It's Star Labs. There you
there
go.
There you go.
Star Labs. And Dr. Emil Hamilton. So I'd be interested to see if they do something like that. Because that's the first thing. Once I heard the Waller and then the Supergirl, I was like, could they be making a play for Power Girl?
Maybe.
So. Well, you mentioned Waller. And that kind of brings me into like the last film that they talk about.
Are you referring to the last movie, The Authority?
Yes.
So
Hold on. As of today, everybody's an The Authority fan.
Oh, and not only that, agree. I'm sure if I open up eBay right now on Instagram, there's going to be people selling Authority books.
Wait, so hold on. Actually, little story. When I heard the announcement earlier today, right, I'm like, let me go look at eBay. Let me go see what these books are going for. Dude, like $2-3 a book, like the issue one. You get like the whole run for like $10. And then slowly throughout the day, you can see like the prices just climbing and climbing and climbing. But true to its time, it was a Wildcats book, right?
It was Image, yeah. Image Wildcats, yeah.
There's so many out there that even like after the announcement, they're hovering. They're like at $10, $15. It's like, what the hell, man?
I think a lot of people don't know what to do that. It was a very cool series. Some were written by Grant Morrison, some by Warren Ellis. I think Warren Ellis was the first one that wrote that.
Let's talk about it because I didn't know what the Authority were. I knew of them, but I didn't know their characters or their story, something I never read. So what is the Authority?
They were Image's version of like the JLA that would just wreck people. We're talking about Apollo and Midnighter were like Batman and Superman, but they were in love. Midnighter is like a mix between Deathstroke and Batman. He's been like genetically altered, so he's got like superhuman strength, not like Superman, more like Captain America level strength, and he's got like this like computer brain. He's like a super tactician where he can see what you're going to do before you do it.
So do we have like a speedster, somebody that plays in the oceans? Do we have like a Greek god?
No, not everybody's. But you have one. They have another character that was like augmented by aliens, so he can control like cities.
How do you control a city?
He like can
the
like
people in the city.
No, like the actual like the physical structures of cities. He can communicate with cities and make it do things.
What's that, the guy from Doom Patrol?
Danny Street.
Yeah,
they have crazy.
Danny Street.
I think the speedster is the chick with the wings. It's been a long time, so I forgot the names. There's a whole bunch of different people. Jenny Sparks is supposed to be like the spirit of like humanity or like of each century.
So this is, in theory, they're going to live in the DC continuity.
Eh? That's what it looks like. In the comics, they protect the world against like multiversal threats.
Okay.
Like they have a ship that travels between realities and they kind of protect the world. I mean, they're like a no-holds-barred JLA where like they have no problem with murder.
Listen,
they'll kill the bad guys.
I think the biggest takeout from that announcement is that all of that stuff is part of the DCU.
Agreed. Yeah.
You have the Wildcat stuff. You have all that stuff from the 90s. Anything that's been published by DC is part of the DCU.
Part of it, yeah.
So I think that to me was the biggest take of that. And you kind of catch that like Guardians of the Galaxy type feeling where nobody knows about them.
Yeah, those James are Gunn, definitely blah, blah, blah. Yeah, people don't know about them as much. They have an interesting... They're very different, like the way the characters interact. Mm-hmm. And they have the ability to give you, like, they kind of give you the dark edge that Snyder wanted for the JLA, which you don't really want.
Right.
They're supposed to be, like, you know, the pinnacle of superheroes.
I could see a JLA versus Authority.
I mean,
yeah.
They're betting a movie on them, so.
On a whole movie on this group, and then there has to be somebody that takes them out.
Right. Like,
there has to be some equivalency, because... Then let's go into lanterns. So we've had Superman, Batman, Supergirl, Swamp Thing, you know, members of the JLA at one point, then to lanterns, which is going to be a story of Hal Jordan and John Stewart in True Detective style. That's the one I'm most pumped about.
Well, good for you.
Just to see it as like, one's a military guy, the other's an Air Force pilot. So
at least they're both military guys.
They are both military guys.
Oh, but different. Army. Like one's Army, Air like Force. Very regimented, and the other one is a pilot.
So.
You said the P word.
I am interested to see it because I could see them going very terrestrial or very like extraterrestrial, like going into space, something with the Guardians, with Oa.
Well, if you go off of what he said, it's going to be very terrestrial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be precinct Earth. And what was cool about the announcement was that how he mentioned that the events of the Lantern show will have a bigger impact in the DCU.
Yeah.
The Lanterns are so big that you can't disregard them if you're trying to create a connected universe.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's interesting. And the fact that they're keeping it, it's kind of be like, what, like a cop show?
Yeah.
They're space cops.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what
And they're
are.
Kind of going to take into... I know the last... Man, I don't know how long it's been since I read Green Lantern, but one of the last ones I read, it was more like a cop story.
Yeah.
Like it was more like intergalactic issues, but same, but now on Earth. So
moving off that, let's go into Paradise Lost.
So we're getting a prequel here.
A prequel to Wonder Woman and Themyscira.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was interested that he called it Game of Thrones style.
Right.
Just from a marketing perspective, you don't want to attach yourself to another show. You know, like you want to make it your own. But I get what he's trying to do.
I guess he's talking about like the tone and the feel and like the visuals of it.
Yeah.
Because that's what Themyscira is, kind of like an old school, like, we call it.
Basically, it's Greek gods. It's ancient Athens.
Yeah, but it's more like a medieval type town.
Correct. Like, it's not going to be cars. It's going to be, you know, women in armor and horses and spears.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it, like, you know, like, I guess like the sword and sorcery thing where like they play a lot with like the Greek gods.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, not too thrilled or disappointed by that one.
Right.
There had to have been a Wonder Woman property in the mix. But then let's go to the future. To come back to the past.
To the present.
To the present. Booster Gold. For people that don't know Booster Gold, he is from the future, and he basically brings technology and time travels to the past to try to make something of himself.
He tries to be a superhero because he's a loser in the future.
Which he, in theory, knows things are going to happen.
Right.
After all these years, homeboy's finally getting something done, man. Because they've been specking Booster Gold to come out in a movie and a TV show and something for years, man.
He came out in Smallville, no? Didn't he come out in Smallville?
I only saw him in the JL Justice League
animated series, yeah. I believe he came out in Smallville, one of those seasons that we stopped watching towards the end.
He's kind of like a, I don't know, he's kind of like that. He's kind of like a Wade Wilson type attitude. You know, he's kind of cocky and just like real.
But he's kind of like an idiot.
Bad mouth.
His little floating robots, the one that did everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? Beep? No, not Beep.
Skeets?
Skeets. Skeets.
Skeets.
His name Skeets?
But that'll have probably a lot of repercussions when it comes to like the storytelling of the DCU.
And it'll be funny because I could see him being like telling people to do things knowing the outcome.
Right.
Because you know things have to play out a certain way.
Right.
So I like that one.
I wonder if they'll have like in the comic where doesn't he get like sponsorships and stuff?
Yeah.
He gets sponsorships. He becomes like the poster child for marketing and billboarding for superheroes.
That is funny.
And then the only animated series that we're getting.
Or that was announced.
True. Creature Commandos.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
With the
monsters.
The supernatural side.
Building up on the supernatural side. And then.
And he's writing it. James Gunn is writing, or he wrote it already.
Yeah, and then also I could see that tying into live action versions of them with Swamp Thing, because these are all connected.
Yeah, and it's interesting that he mentioned that the voices for these characters, they're making sure that the person that does the voice may also play them in live action.
Right.
So they're not just casting voices. If they cast someone on that show, there's a possibility that that same actor will follow into live action with that same character.
I would love to see Frankenstein, Agent of Shade. Frankenstein just as like a badass going out there with a gun.
Who's that character from Suicide Squad that's in it? The little weirdo. The Weasel.
The Weasel, yeah.
The Weasel's in it?
He's part of the team, yeah.
That's funny.
When you look at the promo art, you see the Weasel there in the corner.
That one looks interesting.
Yeah.
It looks interesting to see. I wonder when we'll hear more about the rest of the stuff coming out in Chapter 1. Because he mentioned that wasn't everything.
In Chapter 1 is apparently 8 to 10 years long.
Right.
I have a feeling we're all going to die before any of these universes end.
But it's interesting how what they call it Chapter 1.
Yeah.
Gods and Monsters. So
they're introducing, you know.
Yeah. Which, you know, Marvel's got the whole phase. These guys are actually naming their phases. I think we're going to see a lot of, like, true to their storytelling in this portion of the DCU.
I hope so.
I think you're going to get, like, you know, what people want as a Superman, as a Batman, as a Booster Gold, as a Swamp Thing. I think you're going to get true, true storytelling for these characters. And I hope so. Because they're due.
Thinking of everything, this is their last shot.
That's never their last shot.
Well, it's a last shot to try to create something like this before, like, hey, let's just do Batman properties and Superman properties and individual properties. I mean, really, how many times can you throw something on the wall hoping it to stick doing the same thing?
Well, this is their best chance now.
No, exactly.
It is their best chance. And you know what? I hope it works, because if they start pumping out like really high quality movies, that affects Marvel. That means they have to get their A game up too.
Yep.
Yeah. I saw a meme today that said Kevin Feige listening to everything, knowing that he could destroy the internet, sending out a tweet that just says mutants.
Yep.
It's true.
Guys, yeah, let us know what you think. Let us know what you thought. Was it underwhelming, overwhelming? Make sure to leave the comments below. Let us know what you're pumped about. Make sure to like and subscribe so we could continue to drop this cool content. We need your attention, guys. We need the likes. Like, it's for personal validation, you know?
Especially the algorithm gods.
We got to appease them.
Got to appease them.
Tried to cut Paul off before he mentioned.
You can't cut me off. I edit.
I know you edit. So whatever I say, you can literally cut off at any given point in time. But until next time.
Guys, thanks for watching the video. If you like it, appease the algorithm gods. Hit the like bell, hit the like button, leave a comment, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and any other social media platform. Thanks for watching.